From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Hostage negotiations with the self-declared Islamic State are described as being in a deadlock. NPR's Alice Fordham reports the family of a captured Jordanian pilot, whose fate has been linked to a Japanese journalist, says they've heard nothing new for days.
After a flurry of messages and bargaining over the two hostages, a deadline has expired and the Islamic State has gone silent. There has been no news of the Jordanian pilot, who is named Muaz al-Kassasbe, according to his brother, Jawad. The Japanese foreign minister, who is working for the release of Japanese journalist Kenji Goto, told reporters in the Jordanian capital Amman that negotiations are in a state of deadlock and they were doing their utmost to get more information. The extremists had demanded Jordan hand over an imprisoned would-be suicide bomber or both hostages would be killed. Jordan has demanded proof Kassasbe is still alive, but officials say this hasn't been received. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Baghdad.
President Obama is sticking with what he calls middle-class economics. He's making the case for the budget he's due to send Congress, saying it focuses on the idea that everyone who works hard should get a fair shot.
We'll help working families' paychecks go farther by treating things like paid leave and child care like the economic priorities that they are. We'll offer Americans of every age the chance to upgrade their skills so they can earn higher wages, with plans like making 2 years of community college free for every responsible student.
President Obama speaking in his weekly address today. Congresswoman Lynn Jenkins of Kansas gave the Republican address, saying the GOP is working to take care of the middle class, but that it's the Obama administration that's getting in the way.
The president should reconsider his threats to veto our common sense jobs bills.
Jenkins specifically mentioned the controversial Keystone Pipeline. In an interview with the BBC, Pierre Moscovici, the European Commissioner for Financial Affairs, said he's concerned about the rise of anti-EU political parties. The BBC's Andrew Walker reports the commissioner is warning that the EU risks failure if it does not deliver on growth and jobs.
It was a stark warning from Europe's Economics Commissioner. Speaking to the BBC, he referred to gains made by anti-EU or anti-Euro parties in most member countries in last year's European elections, which he described as a blow. If Europe is not seen as hope and progress, but as constraint, punishment and pain, he said, it will be criticised and rejected. Mr. Moscovici described the current commission, which took office last year, as the commission of the last chance. He promised to do everything to keep Greece in the Eurozone, but he also warned that the group's finance ministers have shown no favour for writing off the debt.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is the latest to rule out writing off some of Greece's debt. In a newspaper interview published today, Merkel said that while she wants Greece to remain in the Eurozone, she does not see a further debt reduction that the new government there wants. You're listening to NPR News. Serena Williams is this year's Australian Open women's champion. She won the women's singles title today, beating Maria Sharapova. It's her sixth title at Melbourne Park and 19th Grand Slam victory overall. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is acknowledging that it's been a tough year on himself and the league.
We obviously, as an organization, have gone through adversity, but more importantly, it's been adversity for me.
Goodell spoke to reporters during his annual press conference ahead of tomorrow's Super Bowl. He's come under sharp criticism for the league's response to the domestic violence cases involving players. He said it's been a year of humility and learning. If you're planning a trip to the beach in Southern California, don't be surprised if you see a sea lion pop. Hundreds are washing up along the shore, stranded and starved. And as Daniel Carson reports, they're filling up marine rescue centers.
This is the third year in a row so many sea lions, mostly pups, are left stranded on the beach. Scientists still can't pinpoint the cause. One theory, sea lions aren't finding enough food, and that's forcing nursing mothers to migrate farther out to sea, leaving their young behind for longer periods of time. The Marine Mammal Care Center in San Pedro is swamped. Veterinarian Lauren Palmer says they've rescued 100 sea lions in January alone.
That's a record for our 22-year history. We've never taken in that many animals in January.
Experts say some beachgoers chase the sea lions back into the ocean, but that's the worst thing they can do since the animals are coming ashore to warm up and rest. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Los Angeles.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.
Support for NPR.